USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A spike in energy and gas prices is being blamed for rising inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says energy prices rose 33.3% over the last year. Gas prices have risen by 58% as well. Former Senate Majority Leader and World War II veteran Bob Dole's funeral was held at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Speaking at the service, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, explains why the location of the ceremony makes sense.
It's fitting that we're here, surrounded by this World War II monument that Senator Dole did so much to build. A memorial dedicated to 16 million Americans who donned the cloth of our nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reporting its agents encountered just under 165,000 illegal immigrants attempting to unlawfully cross the southwest border in October. Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Fred Keller tells Fox and Friends First, the Biden administration is failing to support border agents.
The vice president supposedly was getting to the root cause, and there's myself and about 100 of my colleagues on the Republican side did something they didn't do, and that was visit the southern border, the ports of entry, and talk to the border agents and the family, the American families that are living on this side of the border.
Millions across the country are getting a white Christmas about 2 weeks early. Winter storm warnings are in effect across sections of multiple states, including Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota. Mountain communities in Utah and Colorado will see snow today, with Park City seeing up to 6 inches of snow. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The High Court in London overturned a lower court ruling that halted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the United States to face charges for leaking classified government documents. Assange's partner, Stella Morris, raises concerns about Assange's mental health, warning it could get worse if he's extradited.
If Julian is extradited and placed under extreme conditions of isolation, it will drive him to take his own life. An extradition is oppressive. Yet the High Court decided against Julian on this occasion on the basis of political assurances.
The High Court says assurances from the United States that Assange would be treated humanely in an American prison were sufficient. The Senate is still considering part of President Biden's economic agenda, the Build Back Better Act, that they're calling a social spending bill. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart accuses Democrats of not being honest about the cost of their bill on Fox Business.
If you lie to the American people and say, no, it's only 1.7 because, again, as you said, we're only going to fund it for a couple of years, wink, wink, knowing that the Republicans, once these provisions are in place, will never be able to pull them back, will never be able to defund these things. They know that, and that's what Manchin, I think, and others, they're just going to succumb to the pressure.
Democrats hoping to pass that bill before Christmas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.